Hello and welcome back to another episode of School Podcast Projects. This podcast will be talking about the prompts for the NPR Student Podcast Challenge, and the prompt that I have chosen is explain something to us that kids think they understand and grown-ups think they do as well. What I think kids think they understand is what they're going to do with their life, what career they're going to pursue. What I think adults think they understand is, you know, which college is right for their kid, even though the kid could possibly be unsure of, you know, what do they really want to do with their life. There's so many different careers to pursue, from the medical field to teaching to journalism to trades to armed forces to marketing to law to the fine arts. There's just so many different careers and different majors and minors in college that you can do. And even with the trades, there's so many that you can go from, like a plumber or a technician or an electrician or other things. You know, there's just so many choices to choose from. And at such a young age, I think students and adults really don't understand which career could be right for them. Let's turn to some of my friends and see what careers they're interested in right now.
Astronomical spectroscopy.
Marine biologist.
Either a high school English teacher or a history teacher.
A U.S. Air Force pararescueman.
There's so many influences about the choices that we should make in life, from when we're young to when we're old, and influences can be parents, grandparents, teachers, friends, and idols. And then you have to take into consideration, they want the best for you, but is what they want really what you want? Let's find out what people think I should do and what career I should follow and what I should be.
Public relations dealing with children or adults.
A physical education teacher and a coach.
An ER nurse.
A paleontologist.
A botanist.
A marine.
That's a lot of choices, you know. Let's see what people think I couldn't do, or jobs that they just don't see me in.
Nothing that would require you to sit at a desk or in a cubicle.
Anything to do with blood.
A teacher.
A mountain climber.
Statistician.
A politician.
Just as much as these influences, like parents, grandparents, teachers, friends, and idol, just as much as they can influence you, they can also tell you, you know, they can also be an anti-influence and be like, I don't see you doing that. And then you start to follow them because you're influenced by them. You know, if they tell you, I don't think you'd be good in business management, you start to think, oh, yeah, I don't think I'd be good in business management. And I feel like these influences on us can sometimes have a negative effect, and we should really find our own voice and try and talk to somebody that we'd really trust and weigh out all of our options before we choose something that we just followed what our friends told us. And then there's really the big choice after high school. If you want to join the armed forces, you'll probably join the armed forces out of high school. Or if you go to college, then you'll have college debt. You'll have to figure out how to pay off your loans. You'll have to make the choice of which college do I go to, you know, where do I apply if I get accepted, you know, how do I know if I'm getting the most money I can, or if you go right to the trade, you know, where will it be located, you know, could I join a union or not, you know, where will I live with my parents, how will I support myself if I'm on my own, where can I get an apartment, you know, all that, weigh out your options. And then there's really the big question of, what if this isn't for me? You know, like, you just went to school for how many years, and let's say you chose law, and you're like, you finish up your schooling, and you get a job at a firm, and you take a couple cases, and you're like, this isn't really for me. I mean, I don't picture myself doing this for a living. I mean, this doesn't interest me. I can't do this. You know, how are you going to tell your parents? Now you have all this debt. How are you going to pay off your loans? Are you going to move back in with your parents? Are you going to try and get an apartment somewhere? It's just that one decision that you make at a younger age that really sets up the rest of your life. And if you make the wrong decision, then what are you going to do? I feel like that's where the main prompt comes in, because adults think they understand, you know, what the children are gonna pick and what they really are gonna do with their lives, and they try and give us all the guidance they can, but we really need to try it out ourselves. You know, vocational and career and tech schools are really on the rise because kids can get their feet wet earlier. If you want to be a mechanic, they'll probably have a mechanic program, and you can work on cars and other parts and stuff. And then you'll still be able to manage, you know, sports and if you work and just anything that life throws at you, because life sometimes isn't really fair and you're going to get the bad times and the good times, but at least you'll be able to say, you know, mechanics really isn't for me and I thought it was, or engineering really doesn't look like my type of career, or, you know, criminal justice, you know, it sounds cool, but I just don't think it's for me. And I feel like trying that out before college is something that really kids, like, understand. You know, I thought I was going to be that career, but thank God I went to that school, because now I know it's not for me and I can make a more educated decision. And I feel like that's what adults are missing, especially because back then, when like my parents were going to go into college, they didn't have, you know, apprenticeships or schools that could let you try out to be a criminal justice student. They just went to college and they're like, well, a lot of people are going into nursing and people are telling me that I'll be a good nurse, so I'm just going to go into nursing and I'm going to try it. And then you're stuck with that decision. So I feel like career and vocational schools are definitely helping students. What I really think the overall takeaway should be is, instead of asking somebody, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Or, you know, what do you want to be? What do you want to do with your life? Or even, what colleges are you thinking of applying to? Like, where do you want to go to college? I think you should ask them, you know, what interests you? Why does it interest you? You know, have you looked into an online class, or have you looked into shadowing somebody for a day, or even an apprenticeship if they're available? You know, have you researched your passion? You know, do you really think that's for you? What could I help you with? I feel like even if adults talk to somebody that they know from either high school, or if they're in the family, or somebody that knows what the student like wants to do, I think that connection can really help, you know, talking to somebody who's a nurse and seeing if it's really for you in the schooling, or talking to somebody that's interested in business management if you run a business, or even if you are an electrician and you want to be, and you know somebody that wants to be an electrician, talking to them and really seeing if it's worth it for them, if they really want to choose that as a career, if they're so certain and you think they're certain. Just ask them that instead of saying, you know, what do you see yourself in 5 years? Are you going to own a house? You know, where are you going to be living? Where are you going to be working? I feel like those questions don't help our students. And if we do that, I think our younger generations will be more educated, and like the huge misconception between like children and adults will be will lessen, and educated decisions will be made as to what they really want to do in life. And I feel like the student debt could possibly go down with people that aren't going in undecided and having, you know, a 6-year college instead of a 4-year and racking up more debt just because they really don't know what they want to do at that time. I hope you enjoyed that episode of School Podcast Projects, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me.